News release: SAVESTATION firefighter Kevin Ashby and his wife Michelle recently hosted a CPR and AED workshop for their Sharing Crescent neighbors in the community of Stroud. This training event followed their successful crowdfunding initiative, which saw them raise funds for the first residential save station in Innisfil. This save station automated external defibrillator, AED, cabinet is now mounted on the side of their 2822 Sharing Crescent home. After placing the save station, the next step was providing awareness and education to those living nearby on how to use the AED contained inside. Interested neighbors participated in a workshop where they learned CPR and how to use the AED, which are designed to be easy to operate, even by a lay rescuer. Once it's turned on, the AED provides clear audio instructions of the steps to follow. Both Ashby and his wife are aware of the need for quick action in the event of a sudden cardiac arrest. It can happen to anyone at any time, and when it strikes, every second matters. For every minute that defibrillation is delayed, the chance of survival decreases by 10%. Says Ashby of the workshop, "The biggest takeaway for the participants was that the AED is not intimidating, it will provide instructions and analyze the person automatically. Also, that in an emergency any help is better than doing nothing. The majority of sudden cardiac arrests occur in public places or in homes, and so placing a save station on the side of a home provides 24/7 protection to a group of homeowners. The save station is clearly marked for public use and being mounted on the side of the house ensures that the AED inside is available for anyone in the neighborhood to access. The technology built into this save station allows for monitoring of the AED to ensure it is always ready for rescue, and it will take a picture when the cabinet is opened. This community save station is not only for the area residents, but meant for anyone in need. This could be somebody out for a walk or visiting the nearby park." Although this is the first residential outdoor save station placed in Innisfil, last month, Innisfil's first public save station was installed at Innisfil Beach Park thanks to the sponsorship of the Peggy Hill team and Mortgage Wellness. Stroud is also home to George Padagni, a cardiac arrest survivor who is raising money to have another save station placed outside the Innisfil Recreation Center. Help make Innisfil cardiac safe.